Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Underhood Show presented by Mel Hamilton Ford. My name is Phil Nightingale. I'm the general manager, Josh Proffitt, our service director. And we got a couple special guests in the house tonight, Josh.
Yes, we do.
Bruce Richardson from Bar to Bar. Bruce, welcome again.
Thank you.
No, thanks for being here. And thanks for bringing Josh.
Yeah,
Josh right? from Fox. And Josh, thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks
for taking extra time and stuff. And appreciate you taking the time to be here with us and talk to our, hopefully we get some calls today. Josh, usually when we usually get, I don't know, 6, 8, 9, 10 calls in a show, but usually we bring special guests in. Sometimes we don't get any calls. So let's get the phones ringing. 316-462-3673. And Josh, you're with Fox. Is it Fox?
Fox Racing.
Fox Racing.
Yes.
Okay, great. I want to talk Fox shocks because we sell Fox shocks right. in here, yeah. and there's yeah. all kinds of different things with Fox, and we have Fox shocks on our Raptors and different things we sell. Yeah. So Fox Racing. So anyway, so
Phil, we've already got a phone call on the line.
All right.
So let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Art. Art, you're on live with Under the Hood. Go ahead.
Good morning. Thank you.
Good morning.
I've got a 2017 C-Max, which I really love. I had three questions on it. How long should I expect the battery to last? It's got about 74,000 miles. Is there a way to see the life expectancy left on the battery? And should I consider an extended warranty on it because of all the electronics?
Yeah, you've got a couple of great questions there for sure. You know, those hybrids with those batteries, they have really come a long ways on battery technology and battery life. The battery itself is going to have a 100,000-mile warranty behind it out of the gate. You know, we really don't have an issue with batteries failing. I'm not going to say that, you know, there's not an occasional failure here and there, but for the most part, those batteries are relatively durable. And so battery life, you know, it really depends on how much you drive it, what kind of, you know, how you charge it, things like that make all the difference in the world, on battery life on those things. The other side of battery life is climates, what kind of type of climate you're in, you know, if it's a more milder climate or if there's a lot of temperature fluctuation, heat or cool, either way. So, and then on extended warranty, you know, I always, tell everybody extended warranty wise, it's like life insurance. You don't think you need it until you need it. And then you're glad you have it, from that side of things. And I think I'm kind of biased just because of what we do in parts and service over here at the dealership and all the customers that we see that are happy that they have it. Because when they come into parts and service, something's broke, you know, or it's regular routine maintenance. There's nothing like telling a customer, hey, you know, you've got a $2,000 bill or $2,500 bill, and that's been taken care of, and you get to pay $100 deductible and walk out paying $100, you know. So that's my thoughts on extended warranties, Phil. I don't know if you got anything to add to that. Or
as far as extended warranty, you know, you're right, it's life insurance, Josh, but how I look at it is I tell everybody when I sell them a car, I promise you one thing that's going to break at some point in time. They're mechanical, they wear, they things break on them, and you're buying a policy to help you so you don't pay that $2,000. But be careful when you're out there. I get the calls myself of all these aftermarket companies calling me wanting to sell me a warranty. Be careful of that. They're trying to sell you something that doesn't cover very much. The plans we sell here at Mel Hamilton Ford, me and Lisa have sat down and made these plans for ourselves that cover everything. We don't want them to be not covered and have a claim when you need that coverage. But I promise your car is going to break at some point in time. When it's going to break, how much it's going to cost you, I don't know. But you're right, it's an insurance plan. But I think everybody needs to have one because it's expensive. These cars are getting and all the technologies in these cars and stuff. It's a no-brainer to protect yourself.
Okay, you got time for one more question?
Sure.
I've only had the car about 3 weeks. I'm really loving it. Is there anything I should know as far as general driving or anything? Any advice for a hybrid owner that most people wouldn't think about?
Yeah, I was just trying to think, you know, to me, Just getting in a hybrid vehicle, my driving habits change. You know, the Fusion years ago when they first came out with their hybrid version, like there was actually, I mean, it was almost like a video game on the cluster itself. Like the more efficient you drove, the slower you stopped, the slower you accelerated, there would be like a tree that would grow on the cluster. And the, you know, the better job you did, the bigger the tree got and the fuller it got and everything like that. And like I said, it was just almost kind of like a video game almost from that side of things. And really that's being in one of those vehicles, that's going to gain you the most efficiency is just general better driving habits, so to speak. So you get the full benefits out of it. The other thing I would say is even with it being a hybrid, you know, maintenance, good maintenance, proper inflation of the tires is definitely important to get the most fuel efficiency out of them, you know, and then just from there, air filters, you know, routine services, stuff like that. But, you know, proper inflation of the tires is huge on fuel efficiency. And a lot of people don't think about that and just generally will let the tires last that much longer.
Yep. Agree totally.
Okay. All right. Well, gentlemen, thank you for the great info.
Anytime. Thanks for the call. Anyway, 316-462-3673. Anyway, Josh, this is a call-in show. I started it back in 2004.
Okay.
It's when I worked in Hutchinson and I had a 30-minute show. When I come over here and Josh and I have made it into an hour show, we take this show everywhere. I've been to Bristol, Tennessee. We've been to Texas. We've been all over the country with this thing because it's kind of pretty much of a mobile show. But it's basically a call in and talk about things that ailer your car, don't understand about your car, and then we give away this great price package and stuff. But then we bring in guests like you.
Okay.
Now this racing thing's kind of grew into different things and stuff. So excited to talk to you this morning about Fox Racing, what's all going on with Fox Racing and the partnership. Hope we can get all put together here to help each other. Looks like we got another call coming in too. I told you. So I didn't think we had any calls.
I'm a good luck charm.
Yes, you are, Josh.
I'm something all right.
So anyway, just excited to, you know, if this bar to bar, you get the call coming, right, Josh?
Yeah, I can, okay. I can go ahead and get them sent through.
So. Anyway, this partnership with bar to bar and Bruce and I and Lisa put together is going to be huge for what we can do for the motorcycle world.
Right.
And when Bruce called me yesterday and said, hey, Josh is coming to town. I mean, I was driving in the car. I mean, I got all pumped and excited because the more partnerships we can build, the better. And
right.
Fox is just a huge name in everything that you guys do and stuff. So excited to talk about what we can do together and what Fox can bring to the table and what you got to offer these riders and stuff. And it's excited for what we can do to help build the, I want to say awareness, but build the excitement level
right.
at bar to bar and build the
yeah.
excitement level for these riders. And, you know, Hoosier's excited to, we're excited with Hoosier side to bring that Hoosier tire into the market to help with that. And I think we got some riders on those tires that are with them, but I think there's some guys that don't, but it's kind of like a Ford Chevy deal.
Right.
Thing,
yeah, absolutely.
So we've got Wes on the line. Wes, you're live with Under the Hood. Go ahead.
Hi, I have a question for Josh. When might the new Fox gear be coming out?
Well, we've got stuff launching pretty much every day. The biggest problem we're dealing with right now is the backup in the port. So everything that's getting shipped into the U.S., it's just really backed up right now. So our launch was supposed to be in March. We got a little bit of stuff in, and pretty much every day we're seeing a little bit more and more come into the warehouse. So just keep your eyes peeled, man. It's a waiting process right now. Believe me, I wish we had it months ago. But yeah, it's coming in pretty much daily, just a little at a time.
And I have one more question.
Okay, what is it?
What's a good Fox helmet that would be good for a big brain?
A big brain. Oh, I don't know about the big brain part. I'll be honest with you, the best helmet is the one that you're going to wear, the one that is going to fit you correctly. That's the biggest thing. It's not just the brand. Yes, I want people in Fox helmets. I believe they're great helmets. That's what I wear. I wore Fox helmets and Fox apparel before I ever worked for Fox. But that's the biggest thing is fit is the most important thing with a helmet. If it does not fit you properly, the helmet cannot do its job. The other thing is you do get what you pay for with helmets. I mean, it's just like anything else, right? You can't expect to get Cadillac quality in a Yugo, right? So the higher priced a helmet is. What that usually is the construction of the helmet, the materials used, the, you know, the bells and whistles, right? The venting, the protection side of things. All of our helmets are going to meet certain safety standards. We have three levels. We've got V1, V2, and V3s. V3 being the pinnacle helmet. So it's going to be the lightest helmet, the most protection built into the helmet, but it's also going to be the most expensive. So I always tell people, figure out what your budget is. You don't get two chances at a helmet. I know, because I've had, unfortunately, several wrecks. And I know that they can make a huge difference. So I would really just look at your budget and then try on helmets. Make sure you get that great fit. The person at the shop that you're, you know, looking at helmets, they should be able to help you with fit and then, you know, tell you the different benefits and obviously prices and stuff like that with the helmet. So, yeah, again, the fit is the most important. Please, please, please get the right fit of the helmet. I don't, you know, yes, I want you in Fox, right? But if that doesn't fit your head correctly and brand X does, go with that. You need to have a good fitting helmet. Thanks for the question.
All right.
Thanks for the call, Wes.
You know, Josh, you bring a good point. My son races dirt track. Mm-hmm. And the same situation about that helmet. Next thing is we deal a lot with the seats, getting the right seat to fit when you get hit and stuff too. But sure. You are right about that level 1, 2, and 3 of having the right proper budget to fit what you want to have.
Mm-hmm.
But also, like you said, begin, you only get one chance with a helmet.
Yeah.
In that situation. And I agree with you 1,000%. I don't wait for that helmet to get to term of when it's out, a date. Right. When it's halfway old, we're getting a new helmet.
That's right.
You only got one brain. You got to protect that brain.
Yeah.
And I think also learning to have someone to fit that helmet, you're too big a helmet, too tight a helmet, all that kind of stuff is different too from that standpoint. So it's amazing how much of our racing things we had the God, who was in here a couple weeks ago, Josh? I can't remember now.
Are you guys going to forget me in a couple weeks?
No, no, not at all.
But it was amazing how much of our stuff interchanged between different stuff and everything else like that. So we were going to gloves.
Yeah.
Of course, I bet the motorcycle guys got a lot more padding and everything else than the dirt track guys.
Oh, I tell you what, you could have 200 gloves on a wall and a guy's going to come in for 3 hours. And, you know, we're just so particular about our gloves and everything else, you know. But, yeah, I mean, it is crazy. I'm going to get on a soapbox here. Is that cool with you guys? All right.
That's what I want you to do.
Okay.
We're here to talk. This show is dedicated to Fox. That's
okay. Well, I appreciate it.
We want to talk about what Fox Gear's got, what you're bringing to the table, what you got to let our listeners know what's happening, any new products, everything. And, you know, we're all fighting this stuff in the port. We're all fighting.
Right.
Our parts department's fighting stuff. We're fighting tires for the race side. We're fighting all kinds of things for this stuff. I don't know how long it's going to take for this all gets leveled out or whatever, but it's crazy.
Yeah.
I went to a funeral yesterday. I'm standing out there, and there's a lady standing there talking to me. She's in one of my loaner cars, and they're telling me at least 2 weeks before I get my part. And I said, is there anything you can do? I said, you know, I wish there was something I could do, but there really isn't. We're waiting on so many things and so many stuff. So I get it. So, yeah, let's talk. Yeah. What's new with Fox? What's happened with Fox? And what's going on for the riders and what we can help them with?
Right. Yeah. So my biggest thing, and I'm glad we had that last caller asking about helmets.
Yeah.
I did.
That's how we met.
Yeah, yeah. Yep. I did an event out at Bar to Bar a few years ago, and it was head injury awareness. I unfortunately have had a few concussions. And I don't remember those days, so I guess that's good because it doesn't bother me, right? But the biggest thing, I've been in the industry for so long, and I see so many parents come in, and I hear the comment so many times, I just need a cheap helmet. It's just for my kid.
No.
Now, I don't have children. I have dogs, but it's for a kid and your child. I think it needs to be the most important thing, not just, I got $20, right?
Yeah.
I see guys out all the time. They've got $1,000 exhaust and they don't want to spend $100 on a helmet.
Yeah.
Right. So again, just, man, I would really urge people to dress for the crash, not, you know, you know, because it's going to happen. Sooner or later, it happens to all of us. I mean, I'm a pretty darn good rider, and I still crash. Well, I'm not a good rider. I do crash. you know, I want people to just really think about that. I'm not, you know, preaching to them or whatever, but the helmet is the most important piece of safety equipment you can get. And I'm sure it's the same way in car racing. It's just, it's super important. You have to get the right equipment.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
that event he's referring to, we put on at Bar-to-Bar was a head injury awareness. We brought in a surgeon from KU Medical Center. Fox was present, and even a couple other vendors as well. Mm-hmm. And the one thing they all collaborated and agreed on was one, fitment is the most important part. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And having a resource to go to that was knowledgeable and educated enough to make sure that fitment was proper was probably more important than brand, price, or anything else. Yep. Now, to Josh's point, you know, we have kids that race. It is a major, major decision. And to your point, Phil, it's not something we take lightly, right?
Yep.
Everybody has a different opinion. You know, one hard crash, set the helmet on the shelf, go buy a new one, right?
Yep.
Everybody has different opinion, but everyone since day one, since we started those events, fitment is key. And that's a great point, because I think that's what you guys do, is you train that staffing, what to look for, how to fit, and what direction to lead these customers to buy the right product, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And I had a lot of people come up to me at that event and, hey, look at my kid's helmet. How's it fitting? So I could show them how to fit a helmet. That was awesome.
Right.
That's what I like. I'm still mad at Bruce, though. He made me follow the surgeon when I gave my talk. And thanks a lot for that. You know, but
was it near as exciting?
No.
He just took a lot of things you were going to say, I bet, you know.
Exactly. Yeah. I was going to talk about.
How'd you know that?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I do like your statement, the dress for the crash, you know, because, I don't know, you're not thinking about that. You're not, I don't know. I mean, for sure.
Yeah, you never think about... you know, you're going to wreck, right? You don't think it's going to happen to you. Believe me, I used to think that after your first crash, you're like, oh boy, yeah, it's going to happen. Mm-hmm. So,
Delbert Art comes out and says, we should be putting cars in helmets in cars for the crashes he's just had. I'd put that up on the post too. So, yeah, Delbert, sorry you used a little crash there, buddy.
Oh, man.
I hope you're okay. I know he's okay and stuff. Yeah, I hope he's doing okay and stuff too. So, anyway, James. God, I got to get my eyeglasses on so I can read a comment. I'm not an expert on Fox gear, but Fox is pretty much just for moto and motocross sports, right? And what gear do you have available?
Okay, James, great question. So we have two different lines. So we've got a bicycle division, so mountain bike helmets and riding apparel, which I also cover that. And then obviously on the motorsport side of things, we specialize in motocross, but also a huge, huge segment is going to be dual sport riding, adventure riding. We don't really have street bike helmets and leathers and that kind of stuff. So it is more on the off-road segment, but it's not just motocross. Our off-road line is called Legion. So I would encourage you to look at that line. So that's going to be more tailored to that adventure dual sport customer with some different features than what maybe a motocrosser would want.
Are you talking like the four-wheeler guys that go out in their quads, that kind of thing?
Or the guys, you know, dual sport bikes that are street legal and they'll take them off-road as well.
Like enduro type.
Yep, exactly.
Enduro type bikes and stuff too.
Yeah, so those guys need pockets and different things than what a motocross racer would need.
I got you.
Yeah, exactly. But Josh, that's what people know.
You pull up to any stoplight and... one vehicle or another, there's going to be a Fox sticker on the back of the window of the truck.
Would agree. Yeah, the Fox sticker. Yeah.
Would you agree?
Yeah.
It's the most recognized brand label I've ever seen in my life.
Right? Yeah, it's.
And we've been so blessed at a Bar-to-Bar with Josh and Fox that are supporting us and vice versa that it is a superior product. There's cheaper products on the market, but yet it's all about that relationship and about. There's so much detail that goes into just the pants, right?
Right.
You talk about safety and different things like that. It's just hands down a superior product. And I think that's what the end message needs to be, right?
Sure. Yeah. I appreciate that. Yeah. Our design team puts a ton of work in designing these products. And, you know, we want people to be in our gear and not realize they're in it, right?
Yeah.
We don't want you to think about it. It's like with a car. You want to be driving down the street and not think about the motor, right? You don't want to see the oil light come on. So that's what I tell people all the time. Whenever you're in our gear, I just want you out there riding. Don't think about the gear. Let it do what it's going to do for you.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So basically Fox helmets, we talked about helmets and again, learning this motocross world.
Sure.
Like in the dirt car where we have a fire suit, which is a one piece suit, but you guys have pants, you have a jacket. What else goes into the, I guess the apparel or what a rider puts on in a motocross. What else he put on?
Yeah, sure. Start from the ground up.
Yep, exactly. So Fox will cover you head to toe on the motocross side. So we've got helmets. You're going to have goggles.
Yep.
Okay. Then you're going to have a jersey.
Okay.
You've got roost deflectors or chest deflectors.
Okay. Yep.
Elbow guards. You've got pants, jerseys. We've got a lot of people refer to them as kidney belts. And it's just kind of a lower back support, right?
Gotcha.
Almost like those old time weightlifter belts, you know, if someone, you know, kind of pictures that in their mind. You've got pants.
Now, I bet the pants have got all kinds of padding and different things in them for protect you or not. Or
a little bit of padding. What more of your padding is going to be your base layer stuff and your knee guards and things like that.
Okay.
There is a little bit of padding, but, you know, we've got leather on the knees to help grip the bike and longevity and durability.
Yep.
So it's all in like the stitching and the materials that we use.
Gotcha.
Durability is huge. And then also the ability for the garment to stretch, flow air, because. Popular, you know, contrary to popular belief, it's not just get on and hold on and it's easy to do. We are athletes, people. Don't look at me. I'm
fine-tuned athletes.
Well, yeah, there you go.
Some
of
us.
Exactly. If you saw me at Bar to Bar a couple weeks ago, you would think differently, but yes, fine-tuned athletes. And then, yeah, so the garments underneath your pants, you know, we've got pants or, I'm sorry, shorts with padding. You know, knee guards, then you go down to your feet and ankles, which is the motocross boot. So
the boots go all the way to your, below your knee, right?
Right. Exactly. Yeah. So it's going to cover your shin. It's going to give you a lot of ankle protection, a lot of foot, heel protection, things like that. You know, the big thing is.
And there's a big gamut there too, right?
Yep. Exactly. Yeah. We've got entry level. We've got our pro level boot. So we've got our comp, which is our entry level boot. But one of the things I love about Fox is our quote unquote entry level.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll put it up against anyone else's entry level.
Okay, let's go back to entry level. Is that, I'm taking that, may I'm probably wrong when I say this, entry level to your young kids, or is that the entry level beginner rider?
Price.
We're looking at a price point.
Price point.
Okay. So that's an entry level price point.
Okay.
Yep, exactly.
Makes
so sense. At that price point, maybe you don't get XYZ material over here in the high end pant, right?
Okay.
It's going to do some of the similar functions, but maybe it's a little bit heavier, maybe it doesn't vent as well, things like that.
Makes sense.
So that's, sorry, whenever I talk entry level, we're talking again, price point. Exactly.
I hear you.
Yep.
Just trying to make sure I understand, but also our listeners can understand, because in my world, when you say entry level in the dirt chart world, we're talking about the guy just starting.
Sure.
Just starting the beginner world. Now, I get what you're saying, because it's kind of the same difference in our fire suits over there. You can get a good fire suit, you can get a better fire suit, and then you can get the best fire suit.
Right.
The different levels of that criteria and everything else that goes into that. So I get it. Just want to make sure I understood, which when you say entry level, I'm thinking the guy just got to get started on the bike and get going, but entry level of the products and stuff. So, so how many different, you got entry level, then how many different levels do you have?
Yeah, we have three levels. So
three
you've
levels.
Got,
levels. Okay. Like the helmets then, right?
Yeah, exactly. So your low, mid, and then your high end levels. And what's really great is, we've got, you know, expert pro caliber riders that will wear our entry level stuff. It performs really, really
well.
It's
what they like.
Yeah, exactly. You know, so that's what's really great. You know, people think, oh, just the high end stuff's for the pro guys. Hey, if you're just starting and that's in your budget and you really like how that feels and performs,
buy it.
Hey, let's do it. Right.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's
okay.
That's
real really quick, funny. James, come up with another question. Do you have full face helmets or do you just have open face helmets?
Well, they're full face helmets, but they're going to have an open eye port so you can wear goggles.
Yeah.
So
a bigger eye port. Yeah.
Right. So if he's talking more of like a street bike full face with a shield.
Yeah.
You know, that you can
lift
up and down. We don't have those. So all of ours are going to be that off-road style with an open eye port so you can wear goggles.
Gotcha.
Yep.
Okay. So see, in our world, we have a shield and then we have tear-offs. We tear off, but you wear the goggles, but do those get, do you any way to clean them during the race or are they?
Yep. We have
tear-offs too.
Yep. We've got tear-offs and then we also have roll-offs. So you have two canisters on each side of the goggle. And you've got a clean film over here and you have a, string you pull, and it pulls that clean film over across. So yeah, I mean, a couple different ways there.
Seven different ways.
Yeah, yeah. Yep, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. So, hey, anyway, 316-462-3673. That's Hans' number. Dial up here. Talk to Josh from Fox Racing. Anything you want to talk about, let's get the phones ringing. You get a great price package. Josh, we never tell about the price package. We had the first caller coming in. So let's tell everybody, for each and every caller calling in the show, you get a great price package by at over $130. And Josh, as always, what's in that package?
So we're going to mail it out to you, but it's going to consist of the works, which is an oil change and tire rotation. We use Motorcraft oil and filter products here at Mel Hamilton Ford. While we're completing that, we're going to also perform a multi-point inspection on the vehicle, checking over the brakes, tires, steering, suspension, all the safety-related components, make sure the vehicle is ready to go for that next 5,000 miles of driving. You'll also receive $10 to Mel's Diner, so you can get yourself something to eat and drink while you're here with us at the Big Corner. Complete nitrogen for your tires, so you get all the great benefits that nitrogen has to offer. And a BG products package, which is going to consist of a can of MOA or motor oil additive for your engine oil, and then CF5 for your fuel system. Again, just getting that car geared up and ready to go for that next 5,000 miles of driving.
All right, let's get the phones ringing. 316-462-3673. We got Josh here from Fox Racing to talk about all the stuff, and Bruce from Bar to Bar here to talk about Excite. We got a big race coming up, don't we, Bruce?
We do.
So let's switch gears just for a minute, Josh. Tell us about the race that's coming up, Bruce, at Bar to Bar. And Josh, you going to be here for the big race?
I'm going to try to be.
All right, good. Yeah. All right, fantastic.
Are you running in it? Do you still race?
Yes, I do go out on the track. I don't know if I'm really racing anybody. I believe I pulled off a lap early a couple weeks. Yeah, anyway, it's a long story. You don't want to hear about me, Bruce. Let's hear about you. Bruce has been dying to talk, so let's let him talk.
Yeah, so at Bar to Bar MX Park, we have a Kansas State Motocross Championship race coming up May 1st and 2nd, which we're totally stoked about. We held the first round here a few weeks ago, had over 400 athletes.
Is that all?
Yeah, 400 athletes and several thousand people at the park watching amateur motocross. And it was just a great experience. Ran into a lot of people that never been to a live motocross event before. And it's just a great family environment and very, very action-packed and fast-paced. But I'll be honest with you, the week after that, the city of Wichita, Bar to Bar, in conjunction with Mel Hamilton Ford, we get the option and the pleasure to host the 2021 Monster Energy AMA Amateur National Area Qualifier for the chance to go to the national championship, which is held at Loretta Liz Ranch in Tennessee. That's May 7th, 8th, and 9th. We're going to see athletes from 4 years old to 64 years old, and from all over the country come to our city for 4 or 5 days. And you're going to see some of the top amateur national motocross athletes that are walking around. It's a great experience. It's a great feeling. It's an electric environment. Josh has come out and worked those events with us and been a rep for us. And it's a great pleasure. It's an honor to be chosen to host one of those events here in Wichita and at our facility. And it's even a better honor and better gratification to when it's over and everybody says, man, we just love your city. Everybody's so nice. The amenities are fantastic. And so to bring that to town is great. And with the Mel Hamilton Ford relationship and where it's going with the Hoosier side and the race fuel being on site, the convenience factor for these kids and their families is just a whole nother level. So we're excited about those two major events coming up.
You know, Bruce, it's you know, last year when I came out, and I've told a lot of people this story, I went out on a Sunday morning. It's 6:30 in the morning, cold. I think it's 30 degrees out there. And he had over 300 riders on a Sunday morning at 6 o'clock standing in a driver's meeting.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
A whole different world. And didn't know that existed because I'm coming from the dirt track and the drag world and all that kind of stuff. And so excited for this partnership with Mel Hamilton Ford Racing and Bar to Bar. And Josh, I can't wait to see if we can take this thing with Fox and where we can grow this thing into that and give these riders another, like you said, Bruce, a better experience.
Right.
And everything we can, and being there for track support and everything else too. So just excited for that partnership with all of us here, and excited you get on the show with us today, Josh.
Yeah, I'm excited too.
And stuff too. So
yeah,
let's go back into the Fox here. We got anything new and exciting that you want to talk about from Fox that's coming? Like I guess one gentleman asked, new stuff coming up. So you must have announced something, and just like us, we're fighting to get inventory. I normally have 900 new cars sitting out here, Josh.
Right.
I got less than 200.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
Okay. It's just crazy what we're trying to do and get our inventory. So I'm sure you're fighting it and everything else too.
Oh, absolutely.
But what's new and exciting for Fox? What's happening? What's coming?
We've got new styles. just like our first caller, a second caller asked about when the new gear is coming out. Usually what we do is the majority of our line, we launch once a year.
Okay.
Around the
pack August. A model year.
Yeah, like exactly. Colors. Yep.
And you launch usually when?
In August.
In August.
Yep. Okay. And then throughout the year, we'll have some limited editions that our pro athletes will wear at, you know, Supercrosses and the Outdoor Nationals on, you know, the big events right on TV. And we have stuff that was supposed to launch last August, with everything happening, we had to split the lineup. We decided to launch a lot of it in spring, which for us is going to be February, March, and then all the backups, right? So, we do have some cool new colorways is what we call it, you know, new designs coming out. We came out with a new helmet last year, our V3 helmet, which is our pinnacle helmet. We did redesign it, and that's been taking off. It's been awesome. It's been a really, really good experience with that helmet. So you'll see some new colorways coming out here in the next few weeks, next couple months on that as well.
Different colors, you said?
Yeah. Yep.
So in our world, we take our helmets and you buy a white helmet or a black helmet, and then we wrap them.
Right.
Do the riders do that in the motocross too? Do they wrap them, or they do?
We offer them in a lot of different color variants, you know, different finishes. A lot of times we'll have them that will match your pant and jersey. So if a guy really wants to match head and toe, you know, they can do that. Right.
Yep.
So some guys like that. And then some guys will just get a black helmet and get it painted or just run black or get it wrapped. You know, so.
But not to interrupt, but what he just mentioned, wrapping a motocross helmet is not something that our riders and our audience has been used to. Do you even have that capability or know that that technology or options even out there?
Out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I can see that be something huge going down the line. Cause I mean, these guys will go buy a $700 helmet and send it off and get a $400 paint job.
Yeah. Oh, well, easily. Yeah.
Well, here's what I've been doing with Jake. Over the years, we just get a helmet and we wrap it.
Sure.
Now we've ran into a gentleman that actually paints helmet for NASCAR. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're spending the money. He's got the helmet out there in North Carolina right now waiting for him to get that thing painted. And Greg Stump is just a phenomenal guy to get involved with that. So you're right. There's different levels of all that stuff.
You
and at Big Corner Creative is an advertising company we have that do vehicle wraps, window wraps, race car wraps, all that kind of stuff. We're wrapping helmets, too.
Sure.
So, man, it is something we need to.
Right. I mean, I just.
We can introduce to the riders and see what they can do to make it their own.
Yeah.
Your white floral van, your Ford Transit. Oh, nice with the wrap.
Oh man, it looked great. It looked great.
we need to talk about
it. I didn't know if he was picking me up and we're gonna go deliver flowers or pharmacy certificates.
I tell you what was going on. I got a Ford Transit Connect. I got a Ford Transit Connect. I love that van, but it's the biggest hit. I mean, you know, I pull up and pick up Bruce this morning. Oh, how cute. And then some people call it the florist van. And it's great. My wife calls it the spaceship. I mean,
see, this partnership is working out pretty well. Yeah. The Fox, the Ford, it's just all working together here.
Yeah. Now we need to talk about a real transit van. That's what I really want. Something I can stand up in. I'm not a very tall guy, but even I can't stand up in the Connect.
It's too funny. Okay. Looks like we got another question here. This is to Bruce. I was fortunate to shoot pictures for Sports Magazine a few years ago and was totally impressed with how the event was ran and how pressed the track itself being sandy loam.
Yeah. William, thank you so much. We take pride in that as well. A lot of people think, since we live in Kansas, it's all clay based soil, right? Well, we're pretty fortunate. And I think I remember you coming out. And that's one thing we try to do is get local media and also for professional photographers and drone companies out to shoot footage of the riders and things, because one, it's a memorial for them. They love to look at those pictures, but two, it showcased not just the racetrack, but our city and our vendors and everything else along that. So we're pretty blessed with the soil that we have, and it can be a double-edged sword at times. Your job's so easy. It's nothing but sand. Well, it has to move too. So it moves a lot more than a clay track does. So there's adds the element of a lot of extra work once the event's over to recover for the next day. And that's the thing about motocross events is typically they're 2 or 3 day events. The event I shared with you yesterday that we're fortunate to be part of with the MX, the veteran MX National coming to town in September. That's a 3 day event. So our dirt crew has to rework that entire racetrack 3 different times that weekend.
Will you work it like in the dirt track? Sometimes we'll work it in between races. Will you work it between races, or just once the you work it and then it's that way that during the day?
So we don't rework the entire racetrack during the day. What we do focus on are safety issues. In motocross, there's what we call G out spots or
ruts on faces,
ruts on the faces, or something like that. We'll address any safety issue at any time and shut the event down for a short 5-minute track maintenance for safety. But pretty much, yeah, it is what it is, and it's just going to get gnarlier as the day goes. Yeah. And that's the separator right there.
Yeah, makes sense. I get it. Just learning your sport.
Right.
It blew me away. Like I said, at Sunday when I come out there to watch different things and to watch the little, I would call them 4-year-olds. Cooling around to, like you said, 60 years old out there running around, and then to see them things flying through the air. You know, I've watched it on TV, but until you're in person, it's a whole different ballgame. So if anybody hasn't been out to Bar to Bar, you need to get out there and watch it. It is a blast to watch those guys fly through. I mean, I stood in that trailer all day long watch those guys flying. But so anyway, hey, 316-462-3673. Hey, let's get the phones ringing. We got Josh here from Fox Racing. We got Bruce from Bar to Bar. Anything you want to talk about in the motocross world, or I guess if you want to talk about fixing your cars, we can do that too, right, Josh?
Yeah, we'll take those questions as well.
I want to hear some questions that'll stump you guys on how to fix a car.
Yeah, bring it on. Let's try that too, right, Josh? All right, Delbert, learn the sport in the machine. That's exactly correct. And Delbert's a great listener for us and watcher for us and everything else too. Delbert got in that crash earlier this week, and 2 crashes here real fast, real quick. So, Delbert, I'm glad you're okay and stuff too. So anyway, Bruce, got some great events coming. Anything else at Bar to Bar? I guess that's enough excitement coming in the month of May.
Yeah, the month of May is pretty action packed for us. One thing that we were able to finalize to bring to town, like I said earlier, along with our AMA Kansas State Championship, which we're the only AMA sanctioned track in the state. And what that does is that allows us the fortitude to maybe attract some of these larger events to our market. But one thing, we were contacted by the Veteran MX Association, which are wounded warriors and veterans that have found motocross as a way, an outlet, if you will, after their tour and after their injuries or sometimes amputees. And so it's a large group of veterans, and they were looking for a centralized location to host their national event, year-end, if you will, championship. And so we were able to come to an agreement with them, and we're excited to welcome those guys to town and gals. And they offer a Wounded Warriors class and class structure for amputees and special veterans with needs and things like that to actually go out and compete on the motocross track. And so we're super stoked about that, and to be able to show them what Central Kansas is all about and our hospitality that we'll bring to them. So
it's going to be fun. When's that race again?
That is September 24th, 25th, and 26th.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
So Bruce, do you have open practices for people to come out and just ride around the track, get comfortable with it? Or is it just, hey, you show up on race day, here you go?
Yeah, no. Although we're a private facility, we do open up to the public. We try to open up 2 or 3 times a month, weather depending and other races going on. Like this weekend, for example, there's another Kansas State Championship race going on up north at Jeep Cycle Club. And so we'll spend most weekend out there. But yeah, we do try to open 2 or 3 times a month. And when we do open, it's 100% race ready, meaning it's completely prepped.
It's prepped.
It's watered. We have safety flaggers on staff, and we split those groups up. So if a caller's listening that's never been on a motocross track before but owns a motorcycle and it scares them, but understand that we have separate classes, even at the practice level, to separate those out. So you're riding with the same caliber of skill level of rider. And yeah, we do that quite often.
I didn't know you do that either, because yesterday, I know why you brought the question up. Kelly Hamilton, who runs our quick lane, he has a couple boys that have bikes and they want to come ride.
Mm-hmm.
And he thought he had to go to Jeeps. And I said, well, I guarantee you. I said, I don't know, but I'm going to bet you that there's some time that Bruce opens up to let them come out. So we'll have to get that schedule out there too.
For sure.
And let those guys come and ride.
And just like, you know, I think we were talking about it before we went on the air, that everybody's willing and excited to get outside. And
you know,
motocross and motorsports is a nice outlet for that. And we've seen already this year over a 300% increase in our beginner riders, meaning first year of racing.
That's very good.
And no, it's fantastic. Yeah. But they need their own class, and they need to be on the track with the same skill level. So their comfort so they're comfortable, right? And so they don't have a Josh, a pro rider flying by them. Right, you know, and
we were talking about me, or were you talking about him?
No, the pro riders going by me. Come on, do not tell these people I'm pro. No.
But so we do that. We do that, and it really helps a ton. And then we also offer free classes, free racing classes.
Oh, very cool.
At Bar to Bar. One of our main gate guys, an ex-military gentleman, has been racing for 30 plus years, and his passion is to pass that knowledge down. And so just this last week, we offer what we call Racing 102 and Racing 102 or 101 and 102. And that's the different skill sets. And those classes are 100% free. The best way to find out about those are our Facebook, our website, and things like that. And he does those quite often. And there's no charge for that. It's a 2-hour class. And trust me, you take more knowledge away from Mr. Kirk's training class than you'll ever thought possible in 2 hours. So that's just another way we team up with people and that have the experience and give back to the get them comfortable starting out.
Very cool. Yeah, all right. 316-462-3673. I told you Josh Brennan you ain't called.
So back to the Fox gear. What's your guys' most popular seller?
Our number one seller is our black dirt paw glove.
Really?
Yeah. It is our most popular, and it's our quote unquote entry level glove.
Okay.
But I mean, the thing is so comfortable, has a little bit of padding on the palm. It just, guys love it. You know, from riding, you know, motocross to trail riding to guys on four wheelers, or even we're getting a ton of people in side by sides, you know, they're cranking on that wheel. Right. Yep. So a lot of times they'll wear the gloves, and on the helmet side, again, if you're in a side by side, please consider wearing a helmet. Those roll cages are not nice to your head, if something happens. But it's our dirt paw glove, number one seller.
Okay. Yeah. Now in the dirt car world, we actually measure, if you want to get really technical, you get measured for a suit.
Okay.
Do you do the same thing in those, or do you just have different sizes?
We just pants? Have different sizes. There's yeah. Different and sizes. It's waist sizes, 30, 32, 34.
Yeah.
36, 38. What size? Oh, okay.
Boy, that is.
You haven't got there yet. Keep going.
For Bruce or custom? No, I'm just kidding.
I only wear custom stuff.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just buy two.
Yeah. So anyway, that's why I was kind of curious that too. But you have waist sizes, different deals and stuff too. And let's start with the pants. How many different styles or colors or what do you have there? I mean, I know I'm reaching here, but maybe too broad of a question here too.
No, you're fine. So we've got three levels. So as far as a price point and a performance level, we're going to have three different levels. Okay. So let's talk about our Flex Air pant. That's our high end.
Okay.
Our pinnacle product. Now that could be offered in two colorways. So two different graphics, and each graphic could have four different colors. There's a red, a blue, a green. Yeah. So it just really depends on each line, how many different graphics we offer, and then how many colorways we offer in each graphic.
Okay. So I know, again, talking about delays here, but if I come in and the store's only got, say, red and green, and I want blue, is it how long does it take to get it? I know right now it's probably not a good question to ask that.
But yeah.
Normally,
typically here, since we're in the middle of America, we have one warehouse in California. So it's going to take about a week for my dealership to special order it
and get it
shipped.
Okay. So not a bad time there to have that either from that standpoint. Too.
Yep. Exactly.
Okay. So now let's go to the jackets. Same thing. Three different levels.
Yeah, now on the jackets, it's a little bit different. That's in our Legion line that I was talking about earlier with that adventure rider, dual sport rider. We've got a couple different levels there. And what's really cool about some of those jackets is the sleeves actually come off. So it's like a convertible jacket. So you're getting a jacket and a riding vest all in one. You can just unzip the sleeves. If it gets a little warmer, you start off in the mornings pretty cold, take the sleeves off, then you have a vest, a riding vest to keep your core warm. So exactly. And then in the jersey side of things, again, you've got Flex Air, which is our pinnacle, 360, which is our mid-level, and then 180, which is our entry level. And again, you're gonna have several different
colors and options and stuff.
Colors and options. Yeah, exactly.
Now what about underneath? Do you have any protection stuff under there?
Yep, exactly. So we've got what a lot of people are going to call chest protectors. Now, in the industry, we have to call it a roost deflector. We can't say chest protector, you know, legal
right? stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. But they've been around for years.
Oh, yeah.
We've got different models that are designed to be worn over your jersey. And then we've got models that are really thin. They're really lightweight. They move with your body, different materials, and they're actually designed to be worn under your jersey. So yeah. if you want to be cool and have your name and number on the back and all that kind of stuff, yeah. it's not going to be blocked by the chest protector.
Chest protector yep, stuff too.
Exactly.
Years ago when Jake was little, I had him on that four-wheeler and I had a chest protector on him.
Yeah.
Of course, plastic thing probably yep. wasn't.
Sure.
It,
no,
it did exactly. something. Yeah. Yep. Probably not near the technology is there today.
So yeah. on that same line. So I also sat on the Congress. I hold a Congress position with the AMA, the American Motorcyclists Association, on the racing committees. And we just passed a new rule for next year, starting in 2022, in all of our youth classes, a roost protector of some sort is going to be absolutely mandatory.
Oh, that's cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah. So we're starting to see some additional injuries in that area that we really feel that a roost protector of some style could really avoid. Or at least minimize.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's something that's coming down the pipe for next year. And I wouldn't be surprised if it's not mandatory across the board in all categories, all classes in the next year or two. It is in Europe right
now. Yeah, in Europe, even for the top pros, that's they have to wear them. So,
right. yep.
And no it's great to start it with the kids. You just start them off riding. Yeah. Yep, exactly. You know, they turn 13, 14. They're getting faster on bigger bikes. And then all of a sudden you want to throw something else on them. It, you know, kind of can throw them off.
Well, in
right?
your world, Phil, you guys run, we call them neck rolls.
Yeah.
Same
Hans.
Okay.
Hans device.
Hans. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And in our world, we neck braces is a generic term, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Similar deal. Whether it be just the padded with the Velcro, and then you can get all the way up to a full blown custom neck chest, neck protector.
Yep.
And all that stuff is important, as you were saying earlier.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. When it comes to safety, it's just not the area to skimp on.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
It's
yeah.
really
yeah.
not.
Yeah.
It's like when they brought that Hans out, even the NASCAR guys, they complained about it because mm-hmm. something new, different. They didn't mm-hmm. like, they didn't feel comfortable. They made every excuse in the world not to wear it. I mean, my biggest fan ever is Dale Earnhardt. I mean, that's what killed him was not having had an open face helmet, no Hans on, and steering wheel hit him in the jaw and stuff too. So it's always the technology, we keep getting better and better. You know, like I said, when Jake was wearing that little chest protector, it probably didn't do much, but it's something.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But today, with how much we've improved and everything else too, it's so much better.
Yeah.
So much better technology.
Cars are getting faster. Bikes are getting faster. Everything's getting faster and more competitive. I love the apparel side of Fox. You go to the mall today, right now, and somebody's got a Fox hat or a Fox jacket or a Fox shirt or
right.
something Fox mm-hmm. on, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And that's a big line for you guys, too.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
So talking, sorry to interrupt there, Bruce, but good point. What I'm thinking you're saying is you guys sell gear, not just race gear, but you sell everyday wear gear, too. Is that
exactly.
correct?
Casual apparel. Yep.
Casual apparel.
Yep. Okay. We've got T-shirts, hats, hoodies. We've got shorts, board shorts. We know it's a lifestyle, right? And we all have to wear clothes, so why not have some cool Fox clothes, right?
Exactly.
I mean, you know, obviously hats are going to be huge. You go to the racetrack or anything, and guys are wearing hats, so people love the brand. Yeah. You know, we pride ourselves on having some pretty cool stuff. It usually looks really darn good, and you know, people are happy to wear it. But yeah, that's a huge line for us, and a lot of my dealers, they do really well with that, you know, T-shirts, hats, hoodies, all that kind of stuff.
I kind of thought so, but I just want to make sure I was clear on what you're saying.
No, it's all good.
We got a caller now.
Yeah, we got a caller on the line. So let's go to the phone. Let's talk to Delbert. Delbert, you're on live with Onto the Hood. Go ahead.
Good morning, gentlemen. Nice to hear from you today. Hey, I just wanted to change the subject from motorcycles to back to cars.
Yeah.
Maybe talk a little bit about LED headlights and, you know, people are changing them out of their factory headlights. And then what your opinions are on doing that. And, you know, there's so many different varieties of these LEDs out there that, you know, maybe you can steer people into the right way of doing that if they want to do that kind of stuff.
You know, Delbert, you're very true. These LED lights are crazy how much better you can see, how much better far out you can see, how much wider you can see in the ditches and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, today most of the new cars do have kind of some fashion of an LED light out there, but I still remember, I think it was 14 when Ford came out with their first LEDs in the F-150s, and I was driving back and forth from Hutch to Wichita every day, and I mean, you could see clear into the ditches, so you could see the deer, all that kind of stuff, how much further you could see. But then the next thing is just the distance out there that you can see to how much further and to give you that extra split seconds or whatever to miss or help or be a defensive driver, whatever it might be. But then you jump back in the car that doesn't have them. Boy, it almost makes me slow down because you can't see near as good. But Josh, there's a lot
now
of things.
Now, the HIDs are really good. I like the HIDs that come out in the Escapes that we've had.
Yeah.
I've changed out the 13 Escape I had and had the standard. It was the S. So it had the standard lights. And I was able to change those LEDs and those worked really well. But in my 19, it was a little different because they had the projector headlights.
Yeah.
Yeah. You get these newer headlights, man, you can get upwards of a couple $1,000s in one headlight pretty easy.
Is that right?
Yeah. But like you said, the distance that you can see and just a little bit of extra advantage of having another split second to react to something is huge from that side of things. And then the other thing that I will say is you see people converting over, you go out on the internet. I mean, there is massive amounts of sources that you can get those through. And what we get to see typically, like in our used car reconditioning department and stuff like that, you'll see people that have purchased these, I'm going to say low budget versions of HIDs or halogen or LED bulbs and stuff like that. And you get what you pay for, you know, much like in your industry in a line of apparel. Agreed. And stuff like that is that if you're wanting to upgrade something like that, it becomes expensive quick if you do it the right way and something that's going to be long, that you'll get the longevity out of it.
Get what you pay for, that's for sure. And I'll bring it up too. You know, here years ago, I had a buddy of mine buy a car from his mother and he wanted those lights in there. And this is before really the technology came out. And one of those lights went out on him in a very desolate area. And guess what? There was no way to find a part.
Yeah,
you know, fix anything or anything at all. He was dead in the water till the next morning because he couldn't find nothing to get that thing worked. So again, the technology has changed so much and everything else, but it goes back to you get what you pay for. I don't care what your motorcycle gear, headlights, cars, whatever, you get what you pay for.
Last night we're driving.
Agreed. And I found that about a $69 starting point is pretty good for that.
Yep.
We were driving home last night in our 2020 Ford Explorer and the auto bright dim. Yep. What I don't know what you guys call that, right? It's the greatest feature. other than that silly cruise control that I love so much, that auto dimming bright thing is just great. So nice.
It's so nice. Yeah.
Have you guys ever had the used cars come in where maybe they have tried to do a different lighting system?
Oh,
sort of like melted the the light housing. Yeah, that's crazy.
Jeez. Oh, yeah. Me and Josh seen about everything.
It's like, how much did that cost you? Well, it was only $15.
Yeah. And,
you
know, we're now $3,000 into new headlights.
Yeah, exactly.
But it looked cool for a little while.
Yeah, for 5 minutes.
For a little bit. Until it caught on fire. So, well, great question, Delbert. Thanks for the call.
All right, guys.
Thanks, Delbert.
Have a good day.
Okay, Bruce, got a good question coming up here from Tim. And he says, hey, ask Bruce about the spectator perspective. What can you see if you've never been? How close can you get, et cetera? Is it an awesome experience, rider or not?
That's a great question.
Great question from Tim.
Let's start with the first part of that. So one thing we pride ourselves in, when we rebuild our racetracks frequently, and one thing we always keep in mind during that rebuild is what can the spectators
not to interrupt see? A rebuild. You mean actually level it and start over, or are you really
correct?
Oh wow, I didn't know you did that.
Typically, once a year we'll do a complete rebuild where we knock everything down, we redesign the entire new track. But always throughout the year, we're making changes throughout on the racetrack to keep the racers guessing or giving them additional challenges or different obstacles. But one thing, and the most important thing we keep in mind during that time frame is the spectator and what is their visibility from the viewing areas that we have. Can they still see the majority of the racetrack and what that experience is going to be like? So we have a barrier, a fence, if you will, between the spectators and the racetrack, and it's exactly 27 feet off the racetrack.
Okay.
So you are up close and personal, and you're going to get dirt flowing spread at you and in your face and things like that. And that's one thing we really pride ourselves in is in the motocross world, it is a VIP experience because you're in the pits, you're with the riders, you're walking right beside the race machines, you're walking right beside their mechanics, their mom and dad, their full-blown race team. And when you're in the bleachers, you're right on the edge of the racetrack. And so you're almost there with them. And at least at our place, you could, I mean, we're in Kansas, so there's not a whole lot of hills and natural elevation change. So you can see a majority of the racetrack from about everywhere, and that makes it even more exciting.
I mean, even in the race trailer there, along the, I don't know if you call that the front stretch or what you call that right there. I mean, sitting in the trailer that day, I could see 90% of the track. So I guess, if you did get to those bleachers, I'd be almost everything.
Right.
But you're right. It's up close and personal, that's for sure. And it's fun, exciting. And, like at the dirt track, you have that 3 to 4 hours in there. But you guys have warm-ups, all that kind of thing. So is there say it's a three-day event. Is there the time that a person needs to show up to see the, I don't know what you call it, A-mains or what you guys call that?
Yeah, no, it's a great question. So one thing about motocross is we run motos, right? So we'll run a two-moto format or a three-moto format. We may have 20, 25, 30 different classes. And when spectators come in, they obviously get their VIP wristband, and that wristband is good for the entire weekend. So we don't want to limit them on when they can come and go. They can make up their own schedule. Once we post the race order, and we post that on all of our social media and obviously at the facility, they'll be able to tell. And unfortunately, because we don't know who's going to sign up that day, we can't pre-post that. But once it's posted, you're going to be able to see what classes maybe your friends are in or the pros are in or something like that. And we're going to have a good idea about what time that's going to happen. And then it's a come and go. We've got families that come and they make a weekend experience out of it. And then we've got families that just want to come out for 3 or 4 hours and watch some racing. And it's completely customizable to whatever fits in your schedule and whatever commitment you want to make.
Yeah, very good. Anyway, Tim, thanks for the great question and from that part. So anyway, gentlemen, you know what it is? It's 10 o'clock.
Wow.
Can you believe that?
Wow.
Crazy.
Crazy. I go see Josh. It goes so fast sometimes. We sometimes tell Josh and I talk about sometimes we have a two-hour class show instead of a one-hour class.
Oh, it's a lesson.
So anyway, the hour's blown by fast. I wish we had more time to sit down and talk, but we do. Josh, looking forward to this great partnership with Fox. Of course, like I said, Ford's big into Fox with the Raptors and the shocks we put on the Raptors. And we sell a lot of Fox shocks and stuff for lift kits and stuff.
Yep.
I don't know how that all intertwines, but I'm sure it does somewhere or another. But for that part. So just excited to see what we can do with a partnership here with Mel Helmut Ford Racing and Fox. And again, can't thank you enough for taking out an extra hour out of your day to come sit with us. And Bruce, thank you again.
Always.
Excited for the partnership at Bar to Bar, what's going to bring this year and the future years going forward. We had a great meeting yesterday. I left out of here with chills on my shoulders. Here, ready to go because it's going to be fun out there to see what we can do at Bar to Bar this year and help you guys. And again, with Tim's great question, all the great questions we had out there to get some fans out there. And because I'm blown away and I'm a racer and I've never been, that Sunday was the first time I'd ever been close to really any kind of action out there. I'd been over at Kansas International Dragway and seen it over, but never really paid attention.
Well,
it's a motorcycle. Oh, yeah. But now it's a whole different level for me.
It's never short on action.
Oh, no.
It's a great time. If you've never been, come out. I mean, it's great.
So anyway, Josh, any last final comments, anything?
Let's make it happen.
Make it happen. Just take our homes out of there, say, right? Again, gentlemen, thank you for hanging out with us. Thanks for being here. And
thank you.
Everybody, have a great Saturday, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.